Before we jump into today's episode, I have something special for you. If you've been thinking about writing a book but aren't sure where to start, I want to personally invite you to my free Idea to Outline workshop. In this free session, I will guide you through the exact steps to take your book idea and turn it into a clear, actionable outline. It's time to stop feeling overwhelmed and start taking the right steps towards writing your best-selling book. The workshop's completely free, and you can sign up today by clicking the link in the show notes. I can't wait to help you bring your book to life. Now let's get into today's episode. We're back for another episode, and today I'm going into the world of book publishing. So I want to cut through the noise and give you a clear path to publishing your book without the usual headaches. So whether you're considering traditional publishing or self-publishing, you want to listen to this episode because it's going to equip you with the knowledge and the steps needed to make your publishing journey as smooth as possible. So let's get into it. And step one, above anything, you want to get clear on your goals. So just like anything, before you embark on your publishing journey, you need to take a step back and define what you want to achieve with your book. Are you looking to land a traditional publishing deal? If that's the case, you'd want to look at traditional publishers and agents, or does self-publishing more align with your vision as well? Understanding your goals, that's what's going to help you choose the right path and set the stage for a successful publishing experience. Now, with traditional publishing, it involves submitting your manuscript to agents and publishers. Now, this route can offer significant benefits like professional editing, marketing support, but it often comes with a longer timeline and you have less creative control. You're going to need to write a whole query letter, which is another skill in itself. You need to write a detailed book proposal and possibly endure a huge lengthy review process. When self-publishing, on the other hand, it offers more immediate results and complete creative control. So you manage every aspect of the process from editing to designing and marketing. And that path can be particularly appealing if you want to retain full ownership of your work and have a direct hand in every detail. But it also requires you to be proactive, which means handling various tasks, including formatting, cover design, and distribution. Now, with Idea to Impact, what we do is your book is published under Impact Publishing, but you have full creative control. But we also give you the whole support levels where you're skipping the query letter process, you're skipping the book proposal. Essentially, we work with people who are good at what they do and they have a story to tell and a message to share. Now, if you want to publish your book, you want to consider factors such as the level of control you want, your target audience, and your timeline as well. Because if you traditionally publish your book, it can take anywhere from 18 months to 3 years. So understand your objectives because that's what's going to help you make an informed decision and also streamline that process. Step number two is to choose your right publishing path. So once you've clarified your goals, you want to decide on the best publishing route. And I've explained them to you in that first step. But each path, traditional publishing, self-publishing, also hybrid publishing as well, they have their own set of advantages and challenges too. So traditional publishing, you're going to need to start by preparing a submission package. And that's going to include a query letter, a synopsis of your book idea, and sometimes even a complete manuscript or even a chapter. That process can be super competitive as you're going to really be vying for attention from agents and publishers. And if successful, though, you will benefit from their expertise in areas like editing, design, and marketing. But keep in mind that traditional publishing can be lengthy. And again, there's less control over that final product as well. So evaluate the pros and cons of each option. You want to consider your goals, resources, and personal preferences too, because traditional publishing may be ideal if you're looking for industry support and a broader reach, but self-publishing might be better if you value that creative control and are prepared to handle the responsibilities of the publishing process as well. So choose the path that aligns best with your vision and capabilities too. And that's why I always say for people who are wanting to become authors, what goals do you have? Do your research because that's what's going to help you make the best decision to get that book written and published. Step three now is you want to prepare your manuscript. So whether it's traditional publishing, hybrid publishing, or self-publishing, your manuscript really needs to be in top shape. And a well-prepared manuscript is super crucial for both paths as well, because it can significantly impact the success of your book. So for traditional publishing, your manuscript must be polished and professionally edited before submitting. And this often requires working with a skilled editor who can provide feedback on the structure and the pacing of your book, and just generally the overall readability of it. Now, a professional editor will help you refine your message and enhance the development in your book, and it's going to make sure your book manuscript meets the industry standards as well. This step is crucial. I will always tell people to professionally edit their books, because a well-edited manuscript, one, it's going to increase chances of securing a publishing deal, but it's also going to make the overall process so much smoother. And if you're self-publishing, investing in professional editing is equally important, because a high-quality manuscript, again, it's going to enhance your book's credibility, and it's going to ensure that readers are going to have that positive experience, especially if you're a business owner and you decide to self-publish your book. Your brand is on that book, essentially. So you want to make sure that your book is really, really written well. And that's why professional editing is important. Now, in addition to editing, what generally happens after the editing process is the formatting process. And that involves your font sizes, the line spacing for print books, and really making sure that the files you have are compatible for e-readers like Kindle, and also the digital formats. Now, many self-publishing platforms provide formatting guidelines or services as well, but you might want to consider hiring a professional formatter to make sure your book meets those industry standards and provides a seamless reading experience too.
Just interrupting this episode with a quick reminder. If you want to become an author in 6 months and create more income, influence, and impact in your industry, then join the Idea to Impact waitlist. It's perfect for business owners and experts looking to become best-selling authors. Check out the Idea to Impact link in the show notes, and we'll let you know when spots open up. Now let's get back to the episode.
So that is the professional editing. Then there's the professional formatting. Now we move on to step four, which is a professional cover design. If you are a business owner, you want to make sure your branding is on point for your cover design, because that is the first thing people are going to look at when they pick up your book. So it's crucial to make a strong impression. Now, a professional cover design, it not only attracts readers, but it also conveys the essence of your book as well. For self-publishing, you want to consider hiring a graphic designer or a specialty cover designer who specializes not only in book cover designs, but specializes in book cover designs in your area, whether that's business books or whatever type of nonfiction book you want to write. A designer with experience in your genre, they're going to create a cover that stands out in the marketplace. They know what covers are appealing right now, and they can convey the book's tone, content, and really be consistent with the expectations of your genre. And a well-designed cover as well can significantly impact the success of your book, because it's going to influence readers, as it influences a reader's first impression, and it can really affect their decision-making, whether they buy the book or not. Now, if you're working with a traditional publisher, you usually collaborate with their design team. And while that publisher will handle most of the aspects of the cover design, you want to be a part of that process. You want to make sure you're involved in the process, again, to make sure that your vision of your concept of your book cover has a say in your brand, in your business as well. And the one thing I do say to my clients when I pass them on to my cover designer is to provide feedback, to share your preferences, and really help guide them in creating a cover that really accurately represents your book. Because an awesome cover design, it's not just about the aesthetics. It's about that first impression that really draws readers in and makes your book memorable as well. So you want to invest the time and the resources into this aspect to really enhance the appeal and the marketability of your book. And then now, once you've nailed down the cover design, we move on to step five, which is formatting your manuscript for publishing. So proper formatting makes sure that your book looks professional and it's easy to read, regardless of the format. For print books, formatting involves the margin sizes, the font sizes, the line spacing, and it really includes a visually appealing layout that's going to create readability for your book. And it's super critical, because the inconsistencies in formatting, it can really detract from the reader's experience and make your book appear less professional as well. You'll find also that there is a different type of format for ebooks and print books too. So formatting involves making sure that your book is compatible for e-readers too, for Kindle devices, and adjusting the settings and image placements and the overall layout. Now, many self-publishing platforms provide detailed formatting guidelines or services to help prepare your manuscript for publication, but investing in a professional formatter, again, it's going to make sure your book meets the standards and really provides a seamless reading experience on different devices as well. So take the time, make sure your manuscript's well formatted, because that's going to contribute to the overall quality of your book and give it the professionalism it deserves as well. And finally, now we move on to step six, which is publish and distribute. So publishing your book, it involves selecting the right platform and managing distribution to get your book into readers' hands. Generally, the most popular one is Amazon, but each publishing path has its own approach to distribution. So if you're self-publishing, you'll need to choose from various platforms such as Amazon KDP. There's also Ingram Spark as well. And each platform offers different options for printing, distribution, and promotions as well. So familiarize yourself with their requirements and distribution channels, because that's what's going to make sure your book reaches its intended audience. And then you want to consider factors like the pricing, the description of your book that goes onto the sales page on Amazon, and what kind of options you prefer, whether you want your book to be printed on demand or whether you only want it on Kindle. Now, for traditional publishing, your publisher will handle most of the aspects of your book. However, you should still be involved in those decisions related to the print runs, the pricing, and the availability too. So that's why you want to work with your publisher to make sure your book is available through online platforms as well, because effective distribution is key to maximizing your book's reach and to make sure it's accessible to readers as well. And then finally, now step seven is to market and promote your book. They're essential to getting a book noticed and driving sales. A comprehensive marketing strategy, that's what's going to help you build visibility and engage with your potential readers as well. So you want to develop a marketing plan that's going to include strategies such as social media promotion, author events, and even email campaigns as well. This is all about building your author platform, whether that's through a website, blog, social media presence. Those are ideas that can help generate buzz around your book and draw in readers. You also might want to consider creating promotional materials like book trailers, even sample chapters or giveaways, because that's what's going to generate interest and drive engagement for your book as well. And just something else to note too, effective marketing is an ongoing process. It's not a one and done. So you want to continuously engage with your audience, share updates about your book, and explore new promotional opportunities to maintain momentum and to build that long-term success as well. So to wrap up now, publishing your book, it doesn't have to be an overwhelming process. If you follow these steps, you want to clarify your goals, you want to choose the right publishing pathway, you want to prepare your manuscript, you want to get your book edited, you want to design a professional cover, you want to have your book professionally formatted, and then you want to publish your book with a focus on marketing. You can then now navigate the publishing world with confidence and ease as well, because each step you take brings you closer to sharing your book with the world, to making an impact, to generating more income, influence, and impact in your industry. So if you found this episode valuable, please don't forget to enjoy the Idea to Impact waitlist, because that is where you can get your book published by me, not in the traditional way or not in the self-publishing way. It is in the Idea to Impact way. So join the waitlist and I can help you learn more about it. But until next time, thanks for listening, and I'll catch you on the next episode.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you're ready to take your book idea to the next level and make a real impact, check out the show notes for a direct link to our Idea to Impact program. You'll find everything you need to know about how we can help you turn your book idea into a best-selling book. And if you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. Your feedback helps us reach more people on the journey to becoming an author. Until next time, we'll catch you on the next one.